Hello. Good morning. I'm speaking today with a rather heavy heart. There is an Arabic wisdom, perhaps derived from Islamic scripture, that says, you should mention your departed with all their virtues. That is, we should not publicize any vices or bad information on our departed, probably out of respect to their dignity and the fact that they are not there to defend themselves should there be a need for that. Of course, the wisdom is age-old and certainly a lot earlier than anything the world is seeing now in terms of diffusion of information with such ease and indeed perhaps with such abandon. I'm sure you're able to see where I'm heading to, and yes, I am going to talk about the Diana tapes. Now, before I go any further, I hasten to say that I have not watched them on that Sunday. This was a deliberate decision on my part, as I refuse even to subscribe in any way to such callousness and mishandling of private information on someone who achieved praise and fame for so many reasons, including being no less than the mother of the heirs to our throne. I remember watching Princess Diana's Panorama interview back in 1995. I was able to justify this by the fact that she was alive and willfully bared her soul to the public. She was a full adult, had her two children, and was in full control of her decisions. In spite of this, I felt at the end of the interview utterly disgusted. For a start, I felt that she was the mother of two boys, a wife of the heir to the throne, and a celebrity in her own right. To bare her soul so flagrantly in public was, to say the least, very unseemly. But I was even more upset because I was aware that such disclosure will always be in the public domain. We live in a world where anything once in public will forever be in public. The two boys, Prince William and Prince Harry, were both very young, but they will grow up, and all these secrets of their loved mother will be hacked again and again on all the media. How would they feel? How would any of us feel if there is the slightest bad thing said about our mother or father after they had departed? Personally, I have extremely fond memories of both my parents. Unfortunately, I haven't yet heard anyone say anything bad about them. My love for them and their memories is something I really cherish, and I'm firmly of the belief that both William and Harry have every right to have the same feelings about their mother. How unkind of us, that is, the media, to have such dirty linen displayed to all to see and hear. I wish I can have an opportunity to convey my thoughts and feelings to these two princes, but I'm sure they had already girded their loins, so to speak, in order to withstand the emotional onslaught that they knew would be inflicted upon them. They may be princes, but this also makes them human, like all of us. What benefit would be had from such a program, I wonder? Yes, viewing ratings. Yes, more advertising revenue. Yes, more kudos to the presenters and the program makers. But then what? Has the Queen been humiliated? Maybe. But she is protected. She has her standing in the country and with us, her people. And she has been through many such traumatizing events along her long sovereign life. Do I pity the Prince of Wales? No. I can understand that he was in love with the Duchess of Cornwall, but he was a full adult when he decided to take Diana for a wife. That should have been a solemn commitment and should have been respected. If Diana was a little wayward in her attitude or behavior, We must remember that she was pretty young when she got married. Prince Charles could have been her loyal support and companion, chaperoning her towards a behaviour with more decorum and fit for her royal status. It's now too late to cry over spilt milk. The situation could have been so different had the relationships been more upright. The divorce would not have happened. The relationship with Dodi, the son of Al-Fayed, would not have been needed or pursued. And last, but not least, the car crash would not have happened. Diana would have been still with us, and more so with her sons and the rest of the firm, as the royal household is called. So here I am, expressing my protest and declaring my intention not to willfully see this program, in keeping with my principle of respect to the dead and the departed. If you have seen it, will you see my point of view and not spread this scandalous news any further? Well, you have the choice, and you may not agree with me. If so, I would be really grateful to hear from you. In the meantime, please join me in praying for Diana's soul, and also pray for the greater strength of our two princes, William and Harry, and even the two lovely children of the Cambridge family. They will have to go through the same humiliations when they grow up. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.